Yo, what's goody, people? It's your boy Rich the King right here on the 704 Drip Season 2, Episode 3. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. For all my listening supporters who are paying for the episodes, appreciate it. Big ups to you, man. Thanks. Also, at some point in this season, I got a big announcement for you guys. I'm definitely getting ready to be the ambassador for... I guess you're just going to have to wait. So, with that being said, you guys know I've been killing this app, Midnight Pulp. Right now, the best movies on this joint right now so far: Riddle Room, Offerings, Hells, Robot Carnival, Abraxas. For all my Marvel fans, you already know what that name comes from, but it is not what you think. Still a good movie, but not what you think. And Seminoid, yo, monstrously crazy ass movie, bruh. 1973, they created The Slayer. When I say that this is an A1 fucking movie, for it to be a horror movie, the ending just kills it. With that being said, we also have the issue of the Fighting Futons. All my 80s babies, 90s kids, 90s Fox, Ronin Warriors, or as they known the first go-round, Samurai Troopers. But for all us kids growing up in America, we know them as Ronin Warriors. Bad taste. Crazy-ass movie. Aliens come from outer space to harvest our flesh for a space-bound food chain, like a food chain for aliens. The secret ingredient of their shit is our flesh. That's crazy. Crazy-ass movie. Funny, too. So, with that being said, that is my run this week so far with the Midnight Pulp. Man, when I say go download this app, man, I'm so, so serious. This shit is fucking amazing, man. Like, there's so much anime and shit on there. For those who don't already know, there's also, shout out to Cosmos, there is also Asian Crush, which is 80s and 90s cartoons. So y'all go check that shit out. Midnight Pulp, Asian Crush, Shit Dummy. Shout out to 150 Blaze for this feature, man. Got some crazy shit in store for y'all. Stay tuned for that Roll Up 3 date. Are we just gonna vibe for a second before we take this first break, and we'll let you guys hear something from Hennessy. Shout out to Hennessy, man. Pay me. It's the Drip. Wait till you guys see the interview for this episode, season 2, episode 3. It's the Drip, Rich the King. Yo, after a long, hard day, man, I definitely take the time to roll a blunt, make it a hog leg,
pour me a shot of that good old Hennessy. And if it's a stressful weekend or I'm in the studio, you know I'm killing that Hennessy Black. Get you some good cognac. Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Rich the King, a.k.a. Young Be The Real, and I'm back with the 704 Drip. Yo, got a special guest right now, man. I know y'all heard me talking about him at least a few times in Season 1. I played some of his music back on Season 1, Episode 4. Go check that shit out. It's my homie, 150 Blaze. What up, bro?
Yo, what's rockin', man? GTO, 150 Blaze in the building, man. OBG, shout out Young Be The Real.
Appreciate that, Brody. All right, so this is your first time on the show. So, you know, I'm going to let the people, you know, reiterate to your fans because they'll be listening to this episode. You know, this joint raw. Don't worry about cussing. Don't worry about nothing. You know what I mean? Say what you say. I talk about blowing smoke, so don't feel like you got to not say nothing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, raw, son, raw. That's what it is over here.
That, man. That's what listening, man.
I appreciate that, my bro. So, first question, your artist name, I'm gonna let you reiterate it, and like, where did you come up with the name?
Okay, all right, well, my artist name is Buck 50 Blaze. It might look like 150 Blaze, but it's really Buck 50 Blaze. Now, the story behind that is, you know, growing up in New York, you know, back in the day, late 90s, early 2000s, you know, the whole blood epidemic hit the, you know, East Coast. And as kids, we found ourselves out there, you know, my family, my father, my uncles, they, you know, they OGs, first generations of this East Coast blood thing. So I was basically born into it. So coming up, man, I'm not going to lie, around 13 or so, I found myself running with the, you know, what I thought was the right crowd. They had us doing all types of stuff. Long story short, to get into it, you know the slang for hitting somebody in the face with something is called a buck 50. And I was very notorious for that. I was doing that to a lot of people for no reason. And, you know, I say that to say as I got older, even though the name stuck with me, it's very negative vibe. So I'm very much over that. So 150 Blaze, buck 50 Blaze, either way, it's all the same, man.
Bad. That's a hundo. And for those who don't know, you know, for those younger listening, thinking they know what's what, and they out here busting niggas' heads over colors, I need y'all to understand that all of that is misinformation. This shit all started about protecting neighborhoods, you know, keeping your family straight. That color shit is just what they like. You know, that ain't had nothing to do with, oh, he got that blue on, or he got purple on, let me go goddamn take his life. No, he got a family. He got, you know, he out here for a reason, just like you is. So I'm glad he said that shit without me even having to address that. So I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Word. I know last time I really had time to kick it with you. You had your own website. You still doing that? You still, you know, pushing your music on that site? And if you are, man, let the people know where it's at and what you got going on right this second.
Right, absolutely. Of course, you know what's up there. You can go to gtomusic.com, you know, /Forever Banks. Rest in peace to my cousin Banks. You know, we started a clothing line for him and all that. So that's up. We added that to the website. And still, we still pushing our music strictly through our website. You know, we don't want to have all these other sites that we have no ownership or no knowledge of getting ownership, you know, making money off our music if we ain't doing it ourselves. So everything is going through our...
Hold up, I gotta cut you off. My nigga just said some real shit, independent artist shit. Okay, hold up. Say that one more time. Where is your music?
All GTO music is streaming on our own website. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got tired of sharing our rights and coins and little pennies with these other websites that ain't about the independent artists at all. So we built up enough knowledge to know that all we got to do is get our own distribution and our own fan base, and we can collect our own money and our own everything, man. I own our all rights, copyrights, and publishing, and everything goes to us, man. We ain't got to share with nobody because these websites and these labels or whichever y'all want to call them, they ain't looking out for nobody but their own pockets, man, as y'all see out here. So if you young, forget all of making music. You can make music until you turn blue. You got to be in the business of music, not the music business, the business of music, man. And they got to learn that. That's a game for the independent artists out there, man.
That's what it do, my nigga. See what I'm... See? I tell y'all, and as you have heard so far, all the artists... first to get interviewed on my show of niggas I really kicked the shits with. I didn't really talk to these niggas. Like, these niggas telling y'all real shit. You know what I mean? And this nigga just straight up told y'all what time it is. Where to get your own bread. How to get your own bread.
I'm not going front because you yourself, you know what's going on because I type in your name on Instagram and your tracks is popping up. So you're definitely on the right path. And like I said, artists, if y'all listening, you try to link up with my man and figure out how y'all do that, man. How y'all do that. Stop running around with these YouTube beats and all of that. It's not doing nothing for you. It ain't going to never do nothing for you.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Since this is the first time we talked about anything like that, which is funny that came upon, you know, with this interview. But real talk, bruh, I'm using these little squiggly ass goddamn motherfuckers. These Spotify, you know, shout out to Jay-Z, but I'm using Tidal. I'm using all that shit. Now, these beats, yeah, I'm going hard for these producers. Like, I ain't fucking around. And I'm giving niggas they dues and they bread along the way. But I'm using these piddly ass motherfuckers because, you know, when I got started, nobody was like, you know, do this, do that. You know, everything I found and everything that, you know, my lane created, you know, for me to be able to ride the way I want to on it, you know what I mean, led me to the distribution I have. And if I hadn't, you know, been thinking or maybe took a little more time to really evaluate everything, I might would have did it your way because, you know, I can still do that now. And I'm glad you said that shit because real talk, when you was mentioning it, it was like, you know what? Why the fuck I ain't did that? That's crazy.
Oh, but you, like I said, all roads lead to the right path. Yeah. Because you right there. You there. Like I said, honestly speaking, if you haven't had the mind state that you have, we probably would have never linked up because I try not to waste time with nobody who ain't trying to build up their own brand.
Yeah,
you
know, bro.
Understand? So that's why we click so well because I seen what you was doing. You ain't got time to be waiting on nobody else. You
fuck
ain't making music, you do a podcast, you got it all popping. That's what you got to do.
And
keep
building. I'm thankful for that, man, and I appreciate you shouting me out for that, because that's real talk. You didn't have to do that, because real talk, man, it was hard. Bruh, I started back just in 2010, bruh. I should have been doing this, like I said to you previously. I should have been doing this shit since 16, but nobody believed in me. Nobody, you know, I had family members with studios, bro, and nobody was like, you know, they'd fuck with me, and, you know, we smoking and freestyling, you know, that was cute, but when I'm talking real shit, niggas won't bust in no moves, so I had to wait. And wait. So my mentality is because of my progression. I'm tired of waiting on motherfuckers, man. I'm tired of somebody, of me being, you know, at the end, I felt like everybody was holding me back. And that's kind of the mentality I took. I know they really aren't. It's just a lot of people, you know, they see what you're doing. And to them, you might not go as hard as them. Or you might not go as hard as, you know, whoever they know that goes super hard. So therefore, they might not take you as serious.
I'm going to sum that all up. Nobody time is your time. That's how it goes. That's what led me to making my own studio and my own everything, making my own beats, videos, everything, because nobody time was going to be on my time. You know what I'm saying? I started off going to big studios, but every time I wanted to go record, the guy worked on the Metro North, so he had to go to work.
Okay.
I was in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, let me stop paying him and just put money into my own situation. And that's just how it started. And to be honest, nobody in my family or nothing, you know, made music before I started making music. So it was kind of rough, like you said, not having no support or just jumping in the water and not even know what you was doing. But thank God everybody behind me, you know, they just kept me pushing. And if it wasn't for them, then, you know, it would be no GZO and no Buck 50 Blaze. So everything I do is just for,
Real talk, I'm glad you had that, bro. Because, you know, a lot of artists, I think that's one of the hardest things is independent artists. And I'm saying that as an independent artist, not the host of this show right now. Like, as an independent artist, bro, it's so many motherfuckers that don't even know. You know what I'm saying? That I see their little music, I hear their little music, and they popping their shit. They right here in town. You know what I mean? And it's like, y'all niggas didn't want to rock with me. Y'all niggas didn't want to do nothing. And now that I'm pushing on my own, you know, now y'all niggas sounding real sour and shit. And I ain't even going to address it. You know, I'm going to do that on this show because it's my shit. But as far as addressing that shit on social media and, you know, on my goddamn shit, bro, I'm not even going to address that. I'm just going to laugh and keep it moving. So, my nigga, moving forward, as you see my shit on the book and you see them random posts where it look like a nigga got 100 smiling emojis, somebody done pissed me off and I'm just not going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I know you probably seen that shit like the other day, bro. Like, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what I do, man. When niggas give me time, tighten this game because it's a lot of backdoor stuff going on. Since I started making music, I just started putting out. It's not a diss record, but I call them Just a Notice. So whenever I drop a Just a Notice, I'm on like part 7 right now. So whenever I drop a Just a Notice, just know that I'm angry with people around me and in the game. But I'm not going to sit there and be petty and rap.
Because I feel like at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Number one, that shit won't change nothing. Just like how they getting political with all this other shit in the world going on right now, I ain't putting none of that shit on my shit. Not that I don't see it. Not that I'm not upset by what's going on. It's just, bruh, that shit ain't going to change nothing. If that shit was going to change something, bruh, you know, I would make the effort to actually, you know, announce my opinion on how I feel about a lot of things. But number one is that. Number two is the fact of, bruh, you really ain't talking to me. Because anybody I know really out here, bruh, and I done stepped out here many a times, like what you said with your backstory, you know what I mean? It's kind of one of those, if you talking to me, bruh, you got to say my name. So, it's that kind of effect, you know what I mean? So, other than that, I just laugh about it and keep that shit moving, because it's like, man, when I wasn't doing shit, nobody didn't give two fucks. Nigga, I used to have to, when I started, bruh, I had to hit fucking record on my voice recorder on my phone and just had a beats playing out loud, bro. Like, I got so much bullshit on YouTube from back when I started. It's like, that's crazy. So, as I move forward, I just kind of let that shit go. But I just keep pushing harder. And I appreciate, you know, how much you pushing. Because I see you. Artists like you, bro, I just see y'all doing your own thing. And it keeps me motivated. Because I get some days where it's like, man, fuck it. I don't want to do it no more. I'm just going to work. And then it's like, nah, man. I don't want to do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, not that I can't work, it's just music comes so much easier. Like, this life of music is so much funner and love for me, bro. Like, this is what I want to do.
Right, exactly. And you're doing it, man. Like I said, you're doing your thing, man. You just keep on building, and it's going to keep on happening. Because, like you said, artists like us, original artists like us, but really down. If you stay down, you're going to come up. You know what it is, man. Don't worry about the overnight stuff. You see what was happening to the overnight artists. They either go to jail or I hate to say it, but they getting smoked.
Bruh, I hate to even bring this up, and I don't know if you paid attention to it. You know who Young Gun is. He fucked with Young Thug and shit. I know you saw that they showed that man clip, bruh, when that nigga was a snitch, bruh. You know I didn't even remember that shit, bro. I didn't even remember that shit till they showed the picture. I was like, oh, shit, I remember that.
It's real sticky because a lot of people got skeletons in their closets. I ain't gonna lie, that hold a lot of people back, too. It's like, and they mind well, things that only that you know when you lay down at night, you gotta go to sleep, you think about that, like, damn, I can't, how the hell I'm gonna get on in the game when I know I done did this.
Bruh, cause somebody gonna bring that shit up, man. You know how niggas love to try to goddamn expose you and shit. You know what I mean? So you gotta think about that kind of shit moving forward. Like, I'm just thankful I just went out here and got it, bro. I'm glad that I had people like you that I saw, bro. Because even before I started doing anything like what you mentioned, bro, I saw artists like you just going to get it off their own, making their own videos, you know, share. And I didn't understand it because I was like, yo, let me pay somebody. I tried paying a manager. That shit was like a waste of my bread. I did that for 4 months. And, bro, I pushed harder than that nigga did. And I paid him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I don't even want to talk about the amount of money I done lost and wasted playing around with this game. Man, I done got ripped off. Well, I ain't going to say my whole label, we done got ripped off for Summer Jam. We done paid people to, perform. All types of stuff just went all wrong. And like I said, we had to go through that to learn, man. If you look at all the backstories of these real successful artists, you know, that you had to go through the fire, man. You had to go through the fire, so we had to bump our head and learn. Even though we have, you know, people in front of us, like, you know, shout out to Rainy Songs and people on it, you know, successful in the music game.
Yeah.
You know, platinum records in production and all that. So we had to learn from it. But yeah, just like our kids, they gotta go through stuff and bump their heads themselves to learn.
Yeah, because no matter how much you get told something, sometimes, you know, it's that hands-on experience or that brick wall you have to hit. It lets you know, oh shit, that's a wall. That's a wall. Let me watch myself, because that's a fucking wall. You know what I mean? So if it weren't for those lessons, we wouldn't know to hit the pivot when the wall come up. We wouldn't know, you know what I'm saying, to run instead of down walk, you know, when we making a move somewhere. So it definitely, is lessons learned when it comes to those situations, you know, as far as bumping your head, you know, because you got to hit it sometime, you know what I mean, in order to understand, okay, don't do that, you know, let's find another way to do something, you know what I mean, and that's something that I've also been taught, you know, thanks to my dad, shout out to my pops, man, RIP, you know what I mean, like, he taught me, like, you got to get it on your own, and that's a lot of the shit that has, you know, I guess helped another artist grinding, and I still feel grinding harder than me, is paying attention to somebody like me in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, if I don't go do it, bro, I'm not going to fucking get it.
I ain't going to do it, man. What part of North Carolina you in?
Bro, I'm right here in Kannapolis, bro, right by Charlotte, like 20 minutes from Charlotte.
20 minutes. Me and my home, my people, we be right out there in Raleigh. They was just out there last week, so we planning another trip within the next month or so, so.
Bruh, holla at me, man. Yeah. We gonna politic about that, because if we can pull that off, you know, depending on what things look like, bruh, I would like to, even if I can't get a video, you know, for the track, you know what I mean? And we'll talk about that also. I don't want to give them too much, you know what I mean? I'm kind of quiet with a lot of my shit lately. Like, I just be throwing it out there at them and shit, like, fuck it, here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And I feel that pays out a lot instead of just, oh, yo, I got this coming every second. You know, sometime right at the last minute, 2 days before that shit dropped, say something. And motherfuckers be like, oh, shit. Like, real talk. Like, I've been talking about Roll Up 3 for at least a year. They don't know how long it's really been. But I've been talking about that shit for at least a year. And I'm finally about to get that shit done in the next, like, week, bruh. Finally. Fucking done.
What's old to us is new to everybody else. It don't matter. Timeless music, man. So we got music from 2015 that we still talking about. You know, we gonna mix with this new shit for our new compilation album that's coming out soon.
Real talk, not even trying to be like egotistical about this shit, because we still independent artists. You ever listen to like some of your older shit you have not put out yet, and it be like, bruh, that's exactly some of the shit that's going on right now. Like, what niggas is doing. And it's like, bruh, I swear to God, I should have dropped that shit. God damn it.
Yeah. That I label get mad at me because I drop shit and I keep it pushing. They get mad. Like, no. Why you talking about that? You hear all this stuff? You still. I'll be gone.
Bruh. I swear.
That's a bad habit I gotta break out of, because I feel like if I could take at least two songs off of every old project that I did, old one, I'd have had that one, man.
Bruh, I swear to God, yo. When I think about that junk we did for that foreign whipping for that smoked out too, bruh, I was listening to that shit again like the other day. And I was like, God damn it, I should have waited one more fucking year. I should have just waited. Like I said, bruh.
When I do stories and I preview it, everybody hit me like, yo, who that? Yeah, it's out there, man.
Bruh, that shit been out there. Y'all late as fuck. That shit be crazy. And I was at first, I won't gonna say nothing, because I thought that I was the only one who did that shit, bruh. Because when I listened to that shit the other day, bruh, I was like, bruh, if I'd have waited, put that shit out like now, motherfuckers would be like, holy shit. Because now they looking, you know what I'm saying? They weren't really looking then. That shit be crazy.
They know what it is, man. Like I said, we gotta lay the foundation. As long as we got the foundation, we ain't never gotta go nowhere, man. We could just sit back and invent new stuff, podcasts, and new stuff. I'm talking about clothing lines. I'm not really into that, but
thinking about that myself lately, bro, because, you know, I'm not going to tell too many, because I told them, you know, in the first little part of my show, you know, for this episode that, you know, I'm getting ready to be an ambassador, and I don't really want to tell them for what yet, you know what I'm saying? Because this is really a cultivation of, you know, like my pops, and I'm getting a little bit older with this music and shit, and it's like, you know, when I looked at the scenario, I was like, shit, that shit different, that ain't me. So motherfuckers see me with that shit, they gonna be like, yo, when the fuck you do that?
Exactly. Yeah, man, I gotta, you know, like you said, I don't, you know, wanna speak it into Flourishes, right? So, got a lot of stuff coming, but like I said, I appreciate you, you know, appreciating people like me, because that's all I really wanna do, man, is just is just pass on what I learned, man, because I found the information, man. Information is the most powerful thing, yo. The information, and people just out here just doing stuff. Like I said, we were on a lockdown for the last 2 months or 3 months, man.
What?
All I've been doing, building. I have been making music. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I got the lab right. You know, I'm in the lab.
Yeah.
You
know, I've been,
but it's just like, for what? Yeah. Other stuff that we gotta figure out, man. I'm about to have another daughter next month, man.
That's what's up, my bro. I seen baby girl on your page, man, and I know that's who that was a minute ago, so I didn't even say that. I was like, yo, I'm glad mine ain't saying nothing. Be quiet, bro. Yeah.
She like what I be doing. She see what I'm doing. She want to be a part of it. She went and grabbed her xylophone. She's about to start making beats in here, man.
Look, daddy. Yeah. And see, you love that. You don't even want to tell them, nah, don't do it. Fuck it. I know what I'm doing is kind of important, but goddamn it, go ahead. Now bust that shit out now.
But that's who we do it for. Because yeah. Like I said, no matter who listening, we know they listening. We know they hearing. Sometimes what I learned in this game is when you're too strong and independent and doing everything, that scares a lot of people off, man. That scares a lot of people off. They like, oh, you put out, you know what I'm saying? I got people, I put out another Blaze track. But it's only like that because they don't have the drive to do it like that. They understood what it was about. The only reason I'm consistent, gotta be.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm 32 years old, man. We're in the game where these young cats, they running it, bro.
Bruh.
You gotta be able to run with it.
Yeah.
You can't run with it.
That's exactly what's crazy about that consistent part, because I feel like music, as far as any level of music, has always been about how you can keep putting something out, something good, and keep putting it out. But for some reason, bro, it's like these last couple years, these little motherfuckers just keep goddamn doing something. And it's like, I got upset, you know, at first when it was happening, because I was having a little drought. I couldn't come up with nothing. You know what I mean? What have you. But it was like to a point where it's like, you know what? There's other shit I can do to lay this groundwork. I can do this show. I can promote. You know, I can try to find artists to help, you know, mixtapes, compilations. Shout out to everybody on the Motivation that's out right now. You know what I mean? Which I hope, you know, you available for that Motivation too, man. I'm getting DJ Wop Cook on that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's not to cut you off, but I'm going to say this here on your podcast, man, for your fans. I'm here and I'm there for whatever you need me for. Anytime, man. You know what it is. Send it over. We get it done. Because like I said, I appreciate you, man, because I appreciate the people who really, like you said, you get mad. As an artist, that's what happens. We get mad like, yo, why they watching them and not watching what I'm doing? But then you understand. But then you really have your groundwork. You know, people like you who really watching. And not only they watch, they reach out and try to give you a platform to hold it down.
Bruh,
just like your post. You know?
Bruh, I got to. You know what I'm saying? I got to, bruh. The only reason why it's really, you know, it's very pertinent for me, bruh, because when I got started, nobody was there. For me, for my dog Cosmos, shout out to Cosmos, bruh. Nobody. I kid you not, bruh. I kid you not. Nobody wanted to do shit. Every time we would bring that shit up, motherfuckers would laugh. Like, you don't know how many niggas' tracks I heard. You know what I'm saying? Talking, popping shit. You know, that little popcorn shit. And it's like, bruh, nobody even wanted to give us a chance. Like, y'all got time to talk shit and hate on how we getting it done. You know what I mean? But you ain't trying to help us if you think we can do it better. You know what I mean? You just steady goddamn trying to throw salt and keep us down. You know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy because, like I said, bro, I had to make it. I had to make a platform for artists, bro, because you have no idea how hard that shit was, how bad it hurt to goddamn be telling niggas what you trying to do and niggas just like, yeah, come on, bro. And then you get ready to do this shit. Nah, man, this and this. You know how they give that bullshit. You know what I mean? And it's like, damn.
You know what? I realize, and I'm going to say something, I'm going to go a little deep. This music game, man, when you really in it, you got to be careful because it'll fuck up your mentals, yo. Because they'll have you looking at shit that's not really there. But you feel it, you know what I'm saying? You feel it. And I have a lot of artists that come to me, Green G, you know, produce a lot of beats out here for a lot of artists in New York. He's trying to get going, but he finds himself frustrated because we grew up together from the same neighborhood.
Okay.
We beyond the neighborhoods now. We beyond the neighborhood. My man done went all over the world and came back, but now he's trying to tap into the neighborhood. But he don't understand it's not the same neighborhood. So he gets frustrated when you have a lot of copycat artists that run around, yeah, I'm going to do this, I want to do this, but they can't even pay for a beat.
No, bro. You know? Yeah.
But you see them doing everything in the world, but they can't even pay for a beat when it really matters, because that paying for a beat or that relationship, forget it paying for a beat, the relationship builds on that. It's going to take you a lot further than them beats, man. It's going to take you a lot further than the YouTube views, because honestly, man, I've been getting, I'm one of the first, like when you said, like you said, when I started, there was nobody. It might have been three other groups maybe making music at the time, but nobody was on the independent wave like I was. I've been getting paid over YouTube since 2012. I've been doing, you know, since 2013. We just took off. 2015, we hit the radio. We did a lot. You know what I'm saying? Fast forward 2020, we still here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Getting the views that we used to, but that's okay because the money. Like I said, we still found different avenues to make everything build up. So within that time, you know, that time spent, we learned how to make beats, shoot videos. So even when we not putting out music and getting views, best believe we shooting all these videos as you see behind me.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
What I'm saying? Best believe we making beats. You know what I'm saying? And everything we doing, you know, I got Jay Star, my wife. Shout out my wife. She her stuff is everything she put out. iTunes goes straight to iTunes. I play around with mine. I might SoundCloud, YouTube, mine, but everything she do go iTunes.
Straight.
You know what I'm saying? It just give different, exactly, give people different looks on stuff, man.
Real talk. You got to give them that shit too, man, because it's really not even just about the music like it used to be. Like, it used to be just, you know, put some shit out, maybe do a video. But now it's about clothes, it's about relationships, jewelry, media, politics. Hell, motherfuckers is snitching, talking about how niggas is buying Billboard chart spots. Like, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I swear to God, I'm not doing that shit, bro. If I got to grind hard as fuck, and I still need to work harder. But if I got to grind hard as fuck, bro, to make my money, I got to, bro. I'm not paying for that shit. I'll pay for a lot of shit. Recording, beats, you know, even a feature, depending on, you know, if I fucks with you or not. And I really want that shit. But other than that, bro, I'm not paying for no fucking, you know, position, no listens, no plays. Nah.
Positions where I done paid thousands of dollars for features. Shout out, you know, rest in peace, Fred the Godson, we just lost, you know, I done sent money over to people and didn't even do the track, but guess what, I didn't double back and say, oh, you owe me this. I didn't double back and hit the internet and say, oh, this person owe me this. No, I ain't do any of that. You know what I said? I said, it didn't happen because I ain't had my knowledge together. Let me get my shit together. I didn't own the beat at the time, so I sent them money for a feature on a beat that I didn't own. God forbid, Fred the Godson, Buck 50 Blaze, we would have took off. Then what I would have did.
Bruh, hell yeah.
Come on, man. So I let him keep that bread, and that money went a long way, because whenever he heard my name, Buck 50 Blaze, in these streets, that's a real nigga right there. That's what it's about, yo. You mess with him right there.
That nigga went and got it. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Somebody want a video, I charge them depending on what they want to do. We start at 150 and go up. But we start at 150. It's all about building relationships and the foundation, man. If I give it to you like this, who you know going to do a video for you for $150? Have your video done within that same week. Get you popping, you know what I'm saying? And keep messing with you.
Not next time. Bro.
And then we ain't paying no more. Just what we doing. Welcome to the gang.
Exactly. And see, I appreciate you saying that, bro, because that's what it really is. It's that relationship stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, money, cool. But, you know, if y'all both working hard, if y'all both cross-promotion, if y'all both, you know, working hard, like, you know, like you, like your mans, like my boy Cosmos, when you, you know, have two people who collab and do something like that, the money gonna come. But that relationship, bro, is going to be what'll keep the money coming. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I be thinking, bruh. Like, real talk.
Man, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to TME, 4BG, you know what I'm saying? MSML, GTO Music, so all under that umbrella. Rainy Stones, Digital, man.
I appreciate that, bruh. And that's why, you know, me and the team, you know, shout out to everybody included that's working on this Young Sauce Factory media route, bruh. Like, you know, Hellbill Records was the beginning, and I didn't even know it was the beginning until, you know, this and that was said and this and that was done, and it was like, okay, what if we do a media joint? You know, let's do this. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, what if we don't just do music? Then what? You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. I've always felt like I'm multi-talented, even though I feel like music is one of the easiest things for me. You know, I can draw whatever. I can paint whatever. But to me, music is so freeing, bro. Like, I have a bad day. I can go in there and blah, 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 and be straight. You know what I mean? Or hear something as far as music, somebody else's music, and be feeling straight. You know what I mean? There ain't no replacement for that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm like, fuck it. Let me try this. You know, one day, what if I decide, let me try acting? You know, I got approached by shit like that back in the day. I just didn't think it was serious. Like, man, you don't want me for that, man. You just talking. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, but what if I do that now? Yeah.
You know, because we got to find new ways of, you know, always inventing ourselves, reinventing ourselves, as I should say. So, you know, it'll come, man. I ain't worried about none of that, you know. Like I said, we do it all, man. We got the books. You know, I wrote movie scripts. I got it all. So, one of these
days, that nigga said he got scripts and shit. Bro. I ain't even gonna play. I have been thinking about that shit, bro. I ain't even fucking around.
We was gonna shoot the movie. See, I wanted to shop it around and have somebody else do it.
Yeah.
Then everybody's like, yo, why don't we just do it ourselves? Do it ourselves. But then one of the main pieces of the movie, shout out to my man Smurder. He messed around and went to prison. He got life in prison.
Oh, you know, man.
Shout out to my man Smurder. Young boy out there from the birth. Shout out to him, man. You know?
Shout out to that whole family. Sorry, you know what I'm saying, for that. Because I know those things can be trying. So, you know what I mean?
Right, you know. Yeah, so, you know, that kind of killed the spirits a whole lot. But I'm still sitting on that. So, like I said, one of these things going to hit, man. We're going to keep making it happen.
That's my nigga. That's what I'm talking about, boy. Now, see, that's real inspiration from another talented artist, not just a music maker, a talented artist. Y'all heard the man say he got scripts. He got lines written, bruh. It might be like, whose nigga is it anyway? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying some shit. It's the drip. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean?
Lifestyle. Honestly, it went from a name of something that I just, you know, started right into a whole lifestyle, man. And you know, one of my biggest records is called Pardon This Life. It's produced by my wife. She made the beat, and it's one of my. And I still put that record out. I still ain't put it out.
Word. Yeah, because you know I've been, me and you collabed on something, you know what I'm saying? And I've been sitting on that for a while. You ain't heard about shit about it. I ain't said a fucking word, bruh. Yeah. Oh, shit. When the hell did they goddamn do some shit? Yeah, bitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's crazy, man. And I appreciate that, man, because I know it's been one of those things. Cause I know sometimes for me as an artist, if I've done something for somebody and I ain't heard nothing about it in a while, it'd be hard not to be like, yo, did I not? You know what I mean? Was the shit not high? Like, I be wanting to ask, but I do understand how shit be too. You know what I'm saying? Music is a business too.
Everything's a plan, man. Everything is a plan. As you see in the background, man, we like on my. That's like the 30th video that I'm played, man. Shit goes on.
Bruh, I was watching, but I didn't want to expose everybody, so they'd be like, oh, this nigga talking to this nigga on video chat and right now? What the fuck? You know what I mean? You know how niggas get confused. Yeah,
gotta
keep it hustling. Gotta keep hustling, though.
Gotta keep it moving, so we gotta keep it doing. So, anyway, we get it done, you gotta get it done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I understand, man. It's gonna be better, because everything's gonna be back moving around and outside, as they say, so.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate all the positivity and free game. I didn't even ask him for it. Free game. Appreciate that shit, man. Don't just think about making tracks. Think about how you can do other things with your talent. You got anything else coming up, like, right away in the next week or so? Anything you got dropping, man? Let them know.
All right, so we launched, a while back, we launched a new platform called Music Save My Life. And it's like, you know, like a bio on all artists who music really changed their life, saved their life, shall I say. You know, I'm not talking about, oh, I make music. I'm talking about if you wasn't doing music right now, where would you be like me? I'd probably be in prison or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So we think about it like this music really saved my life on so many different levels. So, you know what I mean? So I got an episode that I did on myself. So that should be dropping anytime. You know, I've been promoting it for like a month and a half. But like you said, I'm gonna give it to the people, man. Let them, you know, actually see what I'm talking about with the feel that they get. You know, because GTO music is more than we just a label. It's a feel. It's everything that comes along with us, man. You know, it's a journey. When you mess with me, when you mess with Blaze, man, it's a journey that we gonna go through, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotcha. That's what's up, man. Appreciate that shit, man. And where y'all appreciate that shit, but where can they find your stuff again, and when is that releasing, just to let them know again? I want to make sure they get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, know where to go.
Alright, so I'm gonna release it tonight. Put it like that. I'm gonna release it today, and I'm gonna release it on YouTube/GTO Music. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't find it that way, just type in Buck50Blaze. 150 Blaze with a 3 on the end, not an E. You know what I'm saying? And just, it'll pop up, man. I'm everywhere. We out here, man.
Bet. Appreciate that. And also, let them know your website one more time to get your music, man. Cause I know it's about time for another single, mixtape, you know what I mean? And I want them to know where to go find your stuff at, man. Cause they can't just go to Spotify, you know what I mean? And I want to reiterate that.
Okay, you can find us on www.gtomusic, gtomusic, music.com, you know what I'm saying? Also, you can just, like I said, type us in on Google, GTO Music, you know, we got the LLC, you know, the label is popping, so anything GTO, Buck50Blaze, J-Star, GP, Wade, Nomics is going to pop up, man.
Bet. That's what's up, my nigga. Yo, appreciate you taking the time, man. This is your first time, not the only time you're going to be on our show, because this show is getting, you know, it's starting to grow a little bit, man. So, you know, we'll see if we make it to season 3. Season 2 is definitely jumping off, and this is episode 3. So I appreciate you taking the time and stopping through, because I done told them a little bit about you. They heard some of your music already. Like I said, season 1, episode 4, 704 Drip. Go check that out. You can hear some of his music in the background. You know what I'm saying? It's me and Cosmos Politic. But he told you where to go now for everything coming, everything soon. YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's dropping, man. You know, when that music hit, man, you're going to be like, yo, who that nigga again? Oh, that's right. He was on the 704 Drip. Yes, he was here. I finally got his ass on the show. So when we get him back, we going to have a nice update for y'all's ass, man. Hopefully we'll be talking videos or something. Who knows? Quarantine should be over. But who knows what Trump wants to do? He might want to give everybody the vaccine. I don't know. We'll see. It's the Drip. That's what's up, man. Appreciate it, man. And it's the Drip, yo. Hold on, and we'll be back after this commercial. Yo, it's the Drip.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Rich the King here. Tune in to the 704 Drip, hosted by me and my co-host Ms. Renee and Cosmos, bringing you the hottest and independent artists and independent music in North Carolina and beyond, baby. Every episode, we will play independent artists off Spotify. We also offer a Spotify music blast for $5, which gets your music played on our show for 2 to 3 episodes. In order to send us that $5, send it to Cash App under the name HBR Music. That name again is $ capitalized HBRM lowercase USIK. Send that $5 over ASAP, man. Go ahead and be part of what we're doing. Don't forget to also look us up on all podcast streaming apps or download anchor.fm in your app store for free. It's the Drip, baby. 704 Drip.
Yo, what's good, everybody? This your boy, Rich the King, host of the 704 Drip, right on anchor.com. As everything's going crazy outside, and I find myself inside way more, what am I doing while I'm inside? I'm watching movies, old shows, old cartoons that we grew up with, like Ronin Warriors. Want to see the original George A. Romero's version of The Crazies from 1973, then download the app Midnight Pulp. It's full of every movie, show you could want to see, haven't seen, or missed. All you have to do is go in your app store and download Midnight Pulp. It's free, full of movies. All you got to do is register to unlock everything. You want to go even better? Get Pulp Plus. Everything you could want to see right here on one app. Go download Midnight Pulp today. Yo, what's good? It's your boy Rich the King, and you're back with the 704 Drip. Right now is about to be an artist spotlight. And this is that Swagga Mafia. With that Swagga Mafia Familia. Volume 2 on that piff right now. Go check that shit out. It's the Drip. I don't think so. I just roll up slow. Like, you gotta know how I go when I get into the flow. When I get into my mode, they ain't ready for me. Smoking up, rolling up, puffing up by myself, puffing up by myself. I do this shit for the wealth, not for my health, cause they say we killing myself. Instead of rebuilding myself, under the Mason Dixon line, with it lynched by the bottom belt. Street Empire Music.com. I got a lot on my mind. What were they talking about? I got a lot on my mind. Yeah. They said that they ready for me. Think that they ready for me. Oh, that she ready for me. Swagga Mafia Family Volume 2.
Street Empire. We are not here. All we gotta do is die.
What the fuck you on? Get it, get it.
In the trial, you know, but we ain't all the way dedicated to that, man. We got other shit going on in life, you feel me? Riding around dirty dodging for 12, amigo called me, said he's something to bring me. Free all my niggas who locked down the jail. You might do the crime, but it's you to sell. Trying to make it out, we been through hell. Stay down the steps and you make a meal. Everybody try to do it, but fail. Straight off the block and the push with a sale. Riding around dirty dodging for 12, amigo called me, said he's something to bring me. Free all my niggas who locked down the jail. You might do the crime, but it's you to sell. Trying to make it out, we been through hell. Stay down the steps and you make a meal. Everybody try to do it, but fail. Straight off the block and the push with a sale. Come right through the hood with a black in my whip. You ever try mine, you know you get hit. Stay with them rods like we trying to fish. Gun got attached to me to stand in my clip. They gon' do what, man? He ain't taking shit. I come from the bottom, I'm taking my lick. They looking like clowns, so we gon' say it. You searching for me, I'm at top of the list. I'm working my grind, and I'm trying to get rich. So honestly, I ain't got time for a bitch. We on my walls, who locked down in the bricks. Who kept that shit solid and they never switch. My hitters on go if you ever won't blitz. You know what you get? Hit, stick, pick, six, touchdown, get the championship. Stick to the manuscript and you can handle this. Yeah. This shit be nimble, but you can't jump this candlestick. No. Out the bando with camel sticks on some Rambo shit. Dang. Hook all you jiggaboo niggas, you on that Sambo shit. Riding around dirty times for 12. Nigga called me, said he's something to spread. Free all my niggas who locked down the jail. You might do the crime, but it's you to sell. Trying to make it out, we been through hell. Stay down the steps and you make a meal. Everybody try to do it, but fail. Shut off the block and the push to sell. Riding around dirty times for 12. Nigga called me, said he's something to spread. Free all my niggas who locked down the jail. You might do the crime, but it's just jail. Trying to make it out, cause we been through hell. Stay down the steps and you make a meal. Everybody try to do it, but fail. Straight off the block in the porch with a sale.
Trapping, trapping, making it happen. Got that money stacking, got my cleaner than the natch. They know my name, know my niggas getting changed. Baby, not like Rick James. I'm in love with Mary Jane, and I'm flipping everything. Every day I get my hands on, make a 100 racks. Then I can put my fam on. Buy my sister out to say I did for my grandma. We can own some shit. No more rent from the landlord. How they gon' act? When they know we back. We killin' tracks in the booth with C-Mac. Look, man, I got plans. Put my hands on some brains. Think I'm playing by my money. I'll make you lay down where you stay.
Riding around dirty dodging for 12. Nigga called me, said he's something to spread. Free all my niggas who locked down the jail. You might do the crime, but it's you to sell. Trying to make it out, cause we been through hell. Stay down the steps and you make a meal. Everybody try to do it, but fail. Straight off the block in the porch with a sale. Riding around dirty dodging for 12. Nigga called me, said he's something to spread. Free all my niggas who locked down the jail. You might do the crime, but it's you to sell. Trying to make it out, cause we been through hell. Stay down the steps and you make a meal. Everybody try to do it, but fail. Straight off the block in the porch with a sale.
Swagger Mafia, Young Rich, Swagger Mafia, Family Volume 2. It's the drip.
Like we ain't trying, like we ain't lying, we ain't flying, but
gotta see peace in the fold. I ain't got time for none of these fake and fall in love on the BS friends. I've been on the grind getting my money right, trying to stack up all these things. So I had to boss up, gon' flex on them, cause they hate to see us just win. We about to sign, I told them that it's perfect time. We about now, so let me get mine. Let me get mine. Let me get mine. We about to grind. We about to grind. We got to grind. Let me get mine. Let me get mine. Let me get mine. It's perfect time. Let me get mine. Let me get mine.
No, you didn't, my nigga. 704 Drip exclusive. Swag Mafia plug walk. Kannapolis 704, what it is.
I done really had enough, dawg. Put it in a lift like snuff, dawg. Nigga, we'll never die. Baby, kids mixed with old dawg. Like, niggas fucking slow, dawg. Man, watch me go walk. Put the blood walk. I'ma tell them come back, nigga. It wasn't him. It was my fault. I'ma do the shit like a boss, nigga. Take the blood walk. Can't fucking get no money with you. I'll be on fucking piss the blood out. Dang. We can move the shit, nigga. We can do the shit tonight, hey. I'm on the ass, wet on rice. I'm groovy, 70 dynamite. Fuck it, out of sight. Nigga, but I'm still a guy in life. Mama used to sit down with grandma, watch God in life. Then I thought that is Christ right, but for real, it's the fucking wheel of fortune. My shit hot, nigga, I know you feel it's scorched. I can't fucking get no money with you, I'll be on fucking piece of plug out. Dang. We can move the shit, matter if it's all of the drugs out, nigga. I ain't El Chapo, nigga, I ain't no drug boss. Fuck this, what you talk about, nigga. Niggas fucking with them drugs lost. Hey, I think he done smoked, snorted too much, dawg. Hey. Switch it up, dawg. Hey.
Let me spit this virus, like I'm Osiris. Coming straight off of papyrus, nigga, open your eyelids. I ain't a human, man, I'm a hybrid.
Swag Mafia Family Volume 2 right here on the 704 Drip Artist Spotlight.
Yeah.
Shit, like motherfuckers already on it already. Told you that the talent in the 704 isn't limited to Charlotte.
It's the drip.
Eyewitness.
ABF family, nigga. Snicks don't even know. Nah, they don't. I've been around the block about a couple times. Fuck a lot of thoughts, a couple times. Made a few dollars from the skinny dimes. I played in the street in between the lines. Used to rag it a bunch of times. Got it out the mud like it's lunchtime. And I'm still in the hood like cold grinds. That's why your baby mama, she wanted slow wine. And my prime was a good time. I pray that I hate it on gold mine. My nigga Bing said we learned from the old time. Fuck a slave ship. MDB crib, check out the spaceship. She don't suck dick, but she want a facelift. Niggas been calling us on that snake shit. But I'ma put it in my pocket, I'ma pimp, baby. I ain't sideways. Nigga, I'm the real eyewitness. She can't see niggas trying to say eyewitness. Eyewitness, I don't need no eyewitness. I'm blessed. You wouldn't believe what I'm making. Nigga, I'm the real eyewitness. She can't see niggas trying to say eyewitness. I don't need no eyewitness. Eyewitness, you wouldn't believe what I'm making. I'm like, feel like with my eyes witness. I'm feel like. I can go to my grave and die, but a lot of shit I be holding up besides that. And I never tell you no lie. No lie, get up in the grind when I get up on my round. Tell these niggas I do this shit, work out for fitness. Work out with the fucking quickness. My nigga, this shit ridiculous. How we did this, my nigga, was still. A lot of critics, my nigga, the chronicles are ridden. My nigga, was still. Yeah, we still. Fuck it, we build a pyramid. And the pyramid, all niggas, it's just how we live. Like, fuck it. Trying to stack it up to the ceiling, niggas like statements. Trying to get the fucking feeling up in that. I know a monkey can really go to tech. But fuck it, niggas, eyewitness. Nigga, I'm the real eyewitness. Eyewitness. I see niggas trying to say eyewitness. Eyewitness. I don't need no eyewitness. Eyewitness. You wouldn't believe what eyewitness. Eyewitness. Nigga, I'm the real eyewitness. Eyewitness. I see niggas trying to say eyewitness. Eyewitness. I don't need no eyewitness. Eyewitness. You wouldn't believe what eyewitness. Eyewitness. Nigga, I'm the real eyewitness. Eyewitness. See niggas trying to say eyewitness. Eyewitness. I don't need no eyewitness. Eyewitness. You wouldn't believe what eyewitness. Eyewitness. Yeah. Nigga, I'm the real eyewitness. Eyewitness. See niggas trying to say eyewitness. Eyewitness. I don't need no eyewitness. Eyewitness. You wouldn't believe what eyewitness. Eyewitness. Gotta be the cases with your mind. You don't know this. Fucking grand design. All this shit was good, then you ain't planning. They be trying to take you to another planet. But this shit transplanted. You gotta get some understanding. Overstanding the situations. The law right here ain't in control of the nation. Like, get some understanding the situations. Like, it can come down precipitation. Like, it can go up evaporation. Like, the shit go at 360 in rotation. Gotta get focused what you're facing. This shit ain't nothing but a phase. We can just change. Reading the book, turn the page. It's all this man made.
Bop, bop, ah. Back to back.
Play your cards right. I put you in the suit with your ace. No way.
It's the drip.
Finish.
So that was the artist spotlight with Swagger Mafia. One of the artists. Shout out to Baywatch the Kid, man. Everybody on this tape that I'm hearing so far, bruh. Yo, you gotta go send that feedback to him. It's over there on datpiff.com. Swagger Mafia Family Volume 2. You heard it here. On the drip. I'll be back, man. This is Rich the King. From everybody over here, yo. We'll be right back in just a moment. Shout out again to Swagger Mafia. It's the drip. Yo, what's goody, people? We are back. This is the 704 Drip with your host, Rich the King. Yo, I just wanted to say a last minute few things. Wanted to make sure, artists, you know that if you want to have your video reviewed by me and the homie Cosmos, make sure to contact me over at my email for the show, which is ysf.betheReal@gmail.com. Send that message over. Subject, you know, video review. You know what I mean? Your newest videos, let us know, man. We're going to put them up. We review them on the show as well as review them on our page. Make sure to go like that on Facebook, the 704 Drip. For those also who actually, you know, engage and, you know, use their Twitter, follow us on Twitter at the 704 Drip Show. Man, you already know what time it is, yo. Also, if you want to get an interview, make sure you hit us up as well at that same email. And don't be a stranger, man. If you're trying to get your music on our show as far as the Music Blast, which we let you guys have your music played on this show right here for 2 episodes, it's just $5. Send, you know what I'm saying, send that $5 over to Cash App, $ HBRMUSIK, HBR Music. Contact us or contact me specifically at ysf.betheReal@gmail.com, subject 704 Drip. And what questions you do have, I'll make sure to correspond them that way. Or you can make sure and DM us on the Facebook page, 704 Drip, man. Yo, working hard, growing, trying to get ready, you know what I mean, to improve and build upon, you know, what we're doing right now. So, yo, we appreciate that audience or listener support, you know, $1.99 per episode. Or check out the packages, man. This is for indie artists. This ain't about me. This ain't about Cosmos. This is about getting these indie artists out there. And with a small budget, we ain't trying to rape you, you know what I mean? We just trying to make sure you guys have the best platform in front of you as possible, especially for a lot of you beginning independent or indie artists with the small budgets, man. We definitely know how that is, you know what I mean? We work with you. But from Rich the King and everybody over here at the 704 Drip, yo, make sure to tune in to the next episode. Season 2 rolling strong. It's the drip!